Hi, Esther.
Good evening.
Good evening. How's Samantha?
Miriam.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Chag Sameach, Miriam.
Chag Sameach. How are you?
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem.
We're waiting a minute to see if some others come on.
Okay. Did you record the this afternoon? Is it up yet?
Yes, it is.
So where is it? Because I was looking by that.
How long ago?
This evening. What's it called? Is it on that page with all the classes?
It's on, what did I call it? I called it Holiday Preparation 13, Class 13. Or are you talking about the morning class at 8 o'clock?
No. I'm talking about the Pesach, the Seder.
The Seder, yeah. It's Class 13, and it should be on the recording link. Let me double check and make sure it's there, because I know I did it.
I didn't know what it was called.
Yeah, it should be the...
So, under... What's it called?
It's Holiday Preparation, Class 13.
Holiday Shavuot. This is in that four conference. I'm not going to page with all the four conference.
All the pages with what?
The four columns of all the classes.
No. I thought you were talking about the recording. The recording. The recording is on the recordings link.
Why is the recordings link?
Well, if you go to the matrix, the Revealed Wisdom matrix, and go to the last row. It's in the second or third column. I forget which one.
Right. Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay. So, events in Chagim? No, that's a lot astrological events.
No. Are you on the matrix, right?
Which is past classes and event recording?
That's the one. Yes.
Right. Okay. And so you think it's in the third row?
Maybe that wasn't the right one. Let me get there on my own and see if I can walk you through it.
Okay.
So go back to the matrix.
Yeah.
Go to row 19, go to the last row, which is below row 19.
That's I know.
That's it. The left column says Tikkun.
No. What?
Are you on the Revealed Wisdom page?
I'll do that again. I start to learn about this year known as 5777, right? Up at the top.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then Revealing Hidden Wisdom, online Kabbalah classes, recordings, MP3 recordings of the Zohar.
No, But it's in that. You see where the green, you have the green and white rows?
And then there's a green bar that says past classes and event recording.
Yeah, that's where I want. That's correct. Now scroll further down to row 20, where you see class 19 in the left column. And then below that, you see the word tikkun.
Class 19, summary and future classes?
Right. Now below that, you see the word tikkun.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
Now, go to the right two additional columns. It says all class recordings by date.
Okay.
Click on that. And the first link says holiday preparation class 13, Seder preparation part 4, and seventh day Pesach part 1.
Great. Okay, yeah.
That's the recording.
Ah, that's where they are. Okay, very good. Thank you.
I'm just sorry it makes you crazy to find stuff, and I'm not sure how to simplify it. But when we have that conversation, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Brandon. Yeah. I know. Obvious in your head. It's not always easy. I can't get to the file. It says error when I click on it.
What does it say?
When I click on the actual holiday preparation class.
Right. What does it say?
Recording download link. Oh, wait, so right click. Maybe I didn't do that right. So first it says recording download link, and it says right-click the link and select save link to disk. But when I right-click on it, it comes up as an error. There's error, and then there's a code, blob not found.
Okay.
And this specific blob does not exist.
Click on the, make it a left click and see what happens.
Same thing.
Okay.
Te puedo llevar una amiga que tiene todas las máquinas. Cuando venga. Cuando venga te llevo. Ella es especialista y tiene puras máquinas pasadas. Ahí ya.
Now I have lost where I was ready to go and start our class tonight, so please hold on. Okay, to get to the handout, which is an unusual one, it's a PDF file. Do a local search for days of Nisan. Do a local search for the first days of Nisan. And when you open that up, if you scroll down, you'll see a series of links starting with the fourth day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then second day, and third day, and so forth. Please click mute your phone because I'm hearing the dishes being smashed together. Thank you. So if you scroll down to J14, there are two of them. One is the evening, and it says the evening of April 9th. When you click on that, that's what our handout is today. And since I'm getting all the background noise, I'm going to mute all the phones. Okay, so the first part of the handout, it's talking about the blessing of the trees, and I'm just reminding you to look for two blossoming fruit trees so that you're able to say this blessing over the trees as early as possible in the year. And then at the bottom of page 1, it's giving you a list of items to do your search. Then on page 2, it's explaining that you prepare the chametz, because you've already searched for chametz. You've cleaned your house completely of chametz, and now you're going to put back chametz, small amounts, you know, not a piece of bread or half a piece of bread, a quarter of a piece of bread. But wrap it up so that the chametz doesn't crumb and doesn't fall into the house. Wrap it in something that's burnable. A lot of people use wax paper. Some people use plastic bags. But make 10 different items that are chametz, 10 bags of chametz. And then one of the adults who's doing this search, it's a lot of fun for the kids, but one of the adults is doing it. And while everybody stays in one room, that adult goes around the house and hides these bags somewhere in the house. And then one by one, adults and children, and some people do it as a whole group, you search for chametz. You go through the house. But before you do so, you go to page 3. Let me find out for sure. Yeah, it's on page 3. We're going to say L'Shem Yichud as follows. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'akda L'Shem Yudhe Bavavhe B'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Ba'im L'Kayim Mitzvot Ase D'Rab Banecha the bidka et chametz la or chaner hanerot uvasidakin shavara shoti nu balaila yud dalit nisan la asot nachat ruach Leotrenu v'la asot ratzon borenu. Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu kononei aleinu ma'asei adenu kononeihu. You can find a transliteration as well as a English translation. And then we say the following blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Be'ur Chametz. Blessed are you, Hashem our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his mitzvot and commanded us to remove the chametz. And once you've said the blessing, you go searching for the chametz, but the person doing the searching was responsible for finding the 10 pieces, doesn't really speak at least until the first one is found, and preferably not at all. But everybody else makes all kinds of comments, so that it's really a wonderful group activity. And you keep searching until all 10 packages are found. As you find a package, you start with the Keter, and as you pick up the package, you name it Keter. And then when you find the second package, it's Chachma. And you go through the 10 Sefirot until the 10th one is found, and it is the Malchut. And then on page 5, you say the following. As soon as you found all 10, you say the following 3 times. Chol chamira decha birshuti dila chasite udla biarti lev til vile have hefker ke afra deara. Chol chamira decha birshuti dila chasite udla biarti lev til vileve hefker ke afra tiara. And the third time, kol chamira decha birshuti dila chazite udla bearte lev til vileve hefker ke afra tiara. What this has done, and I'll read the English translation to make it clear. All leaven, all chametz, and anything leavened that is in my possession, which I have not seen, nor I have removed, and about which I am unaware, shall be considered nullified, canceled, and destroyed, and ownerless, and abandoned as the dust of the earth. In effect, we have declared anything that is chametz within our precincts, in our house, isn't there. And if during Passover I happen to see a crumb that I didn't catch of chametz, it's not there. It doesn't belong to me. It's totally destroyed. All because of mind over matter, all because of my consciousness. And then there is one additional tool that we utilize, which is our connection to the various tzaddikim. And those who chose to leave on Yud Dalit Nisan, Erev Pesach, Rabbi Abraham Yafin, the Rosh Yeshiva of Novardok, Rabbi Asher Yeshaya of Rofitz, he is the son, Ben Rabbi Eliezer Lipman. And it's very interesting that Erev Pesach is the birth date of Maimonides, Rabbi Moses ben Maimon. But it's also the birthday of the Maharal of Prague, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezalel Lo. Now take your all 10 packages of chametz that you have searched and found. Put them in a paper bag or a plastic bag and put them right by the front door so that when you go out to burn them in the morning, they're right there. You don't have to go look for them somewhere on a table somewhere because your house is clean of chametz. There is no more chametz except for that bag, which you will be burning tomorrow morning. And we will meet at 8 o'clock West Coast time for that ritual, which is very similar to what we did tonight in declaring it ownerless and hefter. Does anybody have any questions? I'm going to unmute the phone so you'll be able to ask questions. Are there any questions? And I wish you all a Chag Sameach and hope to see you in the morning or speak with you in the morning.
Okay.
You all have a good evening. Chag Sameach.
Thank you. Chag Sameach.